This story begins, like most stories do, with a pig wearing a teeny hat. And I'm sure right now you're thinking to yourself, I've heard this story before. But please, let me assure you that this isn't that pig in a teeny hat story you're hearing, but the other one. The one you haven't heard yet. Unless you've heard this story before. And also, I'm lying. I must confess that this story doesn't literally begin with a pig wearing a teeny hat, but figuratively does. This story actually begins with Sebastian coming home from school. Because that's a pretty regular thing that Sebastian did, school being a regular thing that one does when one is 12. Well, okay, I guess technically this story began with me telling you it begins with a pig in a teeny hat, but let's pretend that it began with Sebastian coming home from school. Yes? Excellent. So, this story begins with Sebastian coming home from school. Sebastian had to take the Y train and the number 42 and the Blue Express to get to and from school. He also had to walk for 20 minutes. It wasn't that his school was across the country or anything, but the city he lived in was really big, and he went to a special school that happened to be far away from where he lived. It was for grades 4 to 8 and focused on math and the sciences. Sebastian, you see, had always been rather good at math and science. It wasn't really that surprising that he was. As he had learned, thanks to science, his skills had kind of been hardwired into his DNA from the beginning. Both his parents worked at the university in the physics department. His older brother was studying to be an actuary. Funny thing, no one actually knows what an actuary does, not even actuaries. Some have speculated. That's where the name comes from. What do you do? Actually, I have no idea. And his brother's twin sister was already an accomplished engineer who specialized in bridges. It was a family of pragmatic minds, and Sebastian fit in perfectly. He was able to contribute to conversations around the dinner table, and was equally as amused as his parents and brother and sister were by the usual math and science-related jokes told during their meals together. He was happy in his family, happy in his school, and sure about his place in the world and his future on the planet. He had the goal of being a neurosurgeon when he grew up. And yes, his cousin and best friend, Arthur, teased him about being a zombie. Brains, brains! But that was okay. He felt confident that his life choices were wise and good ones. He was equally as confident that the path he took every day to and from school was wise and good. It was the quickest and most efficient. And what could be wiser and gooder than that? The trains and buses he chose were not only the ones with the fewest stops, but also the ones with the least amount of walking distance between transfers, and the walk from the station to school was by far the shortest route. But Arthur, oh Arthur. Arthur, though Sebastian's cousin, had a recklessness to him. It was probably what interested Sebastian most in his friend, and what frustrated him most as well. And it was, obviously, Arthur who messed everything up. On the day that changed it all, Arthur had accompanied Sebastian back to his house. This happened on occasion, though always with a quick call home to Sebastian's parents, of course, to confirm that such spontaneity would be welcome. Arthur was generally a lot of fun to be around, but that day he was a little grumpy. He had gotten a C on his biology exam and was in a ranting kind of mood. "I think Mrs. Brown just has it in for me." Sebastian had kept quiet for most of the rant, but this was getting ridiculous. "That makes no sense." "What?" Arthur asked, clearly surprised at the interruption. "Well, did she grade your paper wrong? Were there questions you got right that she said you didn't?" Arthur stopped walking. Sebastian sighed. He stopped walking, too. He glanced at his watch, which was the kind of watch that you set by a satellite and therefore is never wrong. Stopping was not part of the getting home efficiently plan. "You could be on my side, you know," said Arthur, his lower lip twitching so subtly that Sebastian wouldn't have noticed it had he not accidentally been staring right at it. "I'm not on your side," Sebastian answered honestly.
"Well, you're not on my side either."
"I just don't understand how she has it in for you."
"Oh, for, you know what, Sebastian? Never mind." And then Arthur did something that was truly shocking. He turned down the wrong street. It was the street that ran parallel to the correct street, the street that in two more turns would take them directly to Sebastian's front door. This street, Sebastian had observed back when he'd been mapping out his route at home, was not a good street. This street wasn't even really a street. It was a dead end. It would mean they'd have to walk up it and then back down it again. A complete waste of time. "Arthur, come on!" Sebastian called out after him, but it was too late. Oh, how too late it was.